Welcome to the Capitol Buzz, a weekly update from Nebraska Family Alliance on important news and events taking place at the Nebraska State Capitol during the legislative session. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
State senators have completed 16 weeks of business. On Friday when they adjourned, it was a busy day, but however, we've got some good news to report. Joining me today is Nate Gross, Policy Director of Nebraska Family Alliance, and on Tuesday, we got fabulous news at the Capitol. LB 209 came out of the Judiciary Committee.
Karen, this is a huge victory for the pro-life movement in Nebraska. LB 209, introduced by State Senator Joni Albright, is this year's main pro-life bill. And what this bill would do is require that every woman who is seeking a medication abortion be given a second chance to choose life by being informed about abortion pill reversal. And this is really important because medication abortions actually make up over half of all abortions in Nebraska today. And this is information that every woman deserves to know and should be informed about so she can make a truly informed and voluntary decision and be given that second chance to choose life and save her baby.
And at the hearing before the judiciary, Rebecca Hagen shared her powerful story. She told about how taking the abortion pill reversal, how she actually brought to full term a beautiful boy named Zachariah.
It really is a beautiful and inspiring hearing so many stories of mothers who have chosen to pursue reversal even after beginning a medication abortion. They have regretted the decision even in the immediate aftermath and chose to pursue reversal and ended up saving their pregnancy and giving birth to beautiful, healthy children. And those are the stories that we're sharing with state senators and encouraging them to support this bill and make sure that all women in Nebraska know about this. And this is an incredible opportunity to both save babies from medication abortions, but also to spare more people the pain and regret of losing a wanted pregnancy and a wanted child.
And so we want to encourage our ministry partners to stay informed. They can do so. We've got a lot of information on our website, don't we, Nate, about the abortion pill reversal process.
Absolutely. You can visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org to read more about this bill and more about abortion pill reversal and what you can do to help support this policy and help LB 209 pass into law this year.
And we encourage you to join our e-network so as this debate comes before the full floor, you can contact your senator and ask them to support LB 209.